Why don't you recap for me what the history of Hope Goat is? How did it get started?
Hope Goat got started really in a teeny tiny way about 2015, 2014, when my husband and I, who are expats from the city, bought four goats. And once our family got wind of that, they called and said, "Can we come and meet your goats?" And we said, "Of course," because they're so excited about these little guys. And they came out, and of course, were as enthralled as we were. And what happened after that was that they started to tell their friends and family. And so they would come out and they would tell their friends and family. And it was not a business or anything. But within a few months, 30 or 40 people would show up at the farm and say, "We're here to see the goats." So it dawned on us that we weren't the only ones who were excited about goats and the country and a bit of quiet and joy and, just connecting back to the roots, literally. We love Northumberland County. We love being close to Port Hope, and this whole area is just so vibrant and exciting and has such interesting people and things to do. So we're delighted to be here.
Yeah, definitely. So what do you think it is about goats that people find appealing?
My goat friends and I talk about this a lot, and it's really hard to put it in words or put your finger on it. There's something about goats that really just grabs your heart and does not let go. I think partly because they look you directly in the eye, which a lot of animals will not do. Even though they're prey animals, they look you directly in the eye and they speak to you, or they try to speak to you. And it's amazing how, if you listen or if you sort of open yourself up, you can hear what they're saying. And they're also sentient. I mean, they also are intuitive. I don't want to sound a bit too out there, but the fact is that I'm always astounded how my goats will identify people who really need a cuddle. We've had many autistic kids and adults who just, connect with the animals in a way that they don't with humans. And that happens, to one degree or another with almost everybody who meets them. So it's a pretty neat, quiet, subtle, beautiful thing.
Yeah, so I guess kind of shifting gears. I know that you always have a lot of events going on there, and but what? And I think that there's the Schmurgle coming up soon. So could you tell me a bit about that?
So the Schmurgle, for people who don't know, is we take the goats out for a walk and they're totally loose and it's total chaos and it's total fun. For the Halloween walk, we walk through the woods and sorry, through the woods in a sort of scary, forested area. Yeah, we go with the goats for that. So that's our Schmurgle. So the regular Schmurgle happens Wednesday through Sundays. But again, we do special Schmurgles for Halloween. We do another winter festive Schmurgle during our festive market. So we evolve the goats in as much as we can because people love that, as they should.
So what other things do you have going on there? I know that the goats are probably the main attraction, but I'm sure there's other stuff happening, right?
We have 200 acres of trails here, which is magnificent, especially at a time of year like this. We welcome people to come and do that. We don't charge admission just to come and walk around because we don't want anybody not to be able to come. We do appreciate if you want to leave a donation, that's great because we do have to feed our animals and vet bills can be a bit pricey. We do charge for the experiences. But if you want to come and see the animals, not a problem.